Today, I'm sharing with you a recent experience with my son breaking out in a skin rash, specifically impetigo. Despite what the medical view says about it, that it's extremely contagious, we were able to address it and understand it from a mind-body perspective, and it healed completely. Sharing this story with you will hopefully help you see how approaching our health from a biological perspective isn't so scary after all. Are you feeling overwhelmed and frustrated trying to heal your chronic conditions? It's time to simplify. I'm your host, Jenny Peterson, a chronic illness expert and founder of Mind Body Rewire, a program that helps those with chronic conditions get their life and health back by rewiring the subconscious patterns that are blocking their healing. That's right, I take out all the fluff, the supplements, the diet, the detoxes, and teach you how to be your own healer. I never said that it's easy, but it can be simple. If you're serious about getting back your life and health, it's time to put focus on the one area that will help you get there, your own mind. Take the first step to working with us by requesting your healing plan today. The link is in the show notes. Now, in my household, we very rarely have someone that is experiencing chronic or acute conditions. But when we do, I practice what I teach. For this episode, I wanted to give you an inside look at what I do or what I did when someone in my family experiences a symptom. Now, my 14-year-old is a wrestler, and being in this sport, there is so much talk and fear about germs on the mat, and they are always being told to make sure to shower immediately after practice and, you know, just do whatever you can to prevent having germs stay on your skin. Now, in our house, we don't follow that kind of thinking or per se rule. We don't believe that germs are jumping from one person to another or onto the mat and then onto another person. My son has been around me long enough to take on the same way of thinking and has never been fearful of germs. So about a month ago, my son was in a match where his opponent put his head into the mat pretty hard and then pushed him across the mat, causing mat burn. The mat burn was about 2 inches round on his right cheek. And after about a week, he started getting a little pimple-like breakout just underneath it. I thought they actually were pimples at first, but then they started spreading and looking more like a rash. Now, due to what this was looking like, we were told that in order for him to continue wrestling, we needed to have a doctor take a look at it. So off we went to the doctor. Doctor took one look at it and said, "This is impetigo. He can't wrestle until he has an antibiotic in his system for 24 hours. We were told that this was extremely contagious and we needed to stay away from my son, not touch him, and wash everything in the house regularly. Now, I'm not completely against antibiotics. I personally only believe in taking them for life or death situations, and this was not life or death. Now, the medical world looks at this as a classic case of an open wound, which was his mat burn, and bacterial issue, meaning it was because he had an open wound and then there was bacteria on the mats or on a person, and that's why this is happening. Again, that is not the way I view it, but that is the medical view on why they believe this happened. So I talked with my son about what was happening, and we both agreed that it made complete sense based on what did happen. And my husband and I, we have a tendency to say to my son often to keep his head up and off the mat as an area that he needs for improvement. Get your head up, you know, stop putting your head on the mat. Those are the kind of things that we will oftentimes say because that's an area, like I said, that he needs improvement, and we have talks about that. Well, when he was in this match, he didn't like that he was pushed into the mat and he wanted to get up when it was happening, but he couldn't. He essentially wanted to separate from the mat, which is what caused this reaction on his face. Once the rash showed up, and this is true for a majority of situations, when your symptom shows up, the symptom means that the situation was already resolved. So when his rash showed up, the bumps showing, you know, up on his face, that situation was already resolved, and the bumps were indicate that this was a resolved separation issue. In his psyche, it was resolved. But due to him being teased at school, which was pretty intense, and not wanting, he didn't want me to touch it, to care for it, it just kept feeding this issue and spreading and causing more issues because there was a constant battle for him of get away from me on top of this already separation issue that he had from the mat. And the good thing was, is spring break was right around this time, and I knew that having these days off would finish the healing process for him. It was actually perfect timing. If he had school and didn't have that break, I think this would have lasted a lot longer because of just everything that was blending into this whole situation. He needed a break from the mat, and he also needed a break from being teased about it. We also had a discussion about him pulling away from me when I tried to apply a cream to it or look at it. You know, he's a teenager. He doesn't want to be touched. He doesn't want me even close to him a lot of times. So, you know, I wanted to have that discussion with him of, okay, you tell me when you feel comfortable with that so that you don't feel like I'm in your face and you want to push me away. And so we made a deal that I would only look at his face in that area once a day to assess the situation and then leave him alone. And then it was up to him to, you know, take care of it. And this also was helping in that resolution. Again, this whole process between the teasing, between me trying to get into space and look at it and everybody else, you know, this was all contributing to the rash continuing to spread. So this rash, like I mentioned, was all about separation. And it was very clear where he wanted that separation. It started on the mat, and from there, it continued in other areas. So in addition to working on shifting his perception, the way that he was thinking, and all of that work, I also gave him a sulfur ointment to rub on the rash itself to dry it out. And then 6 days into his spring break, the rash in Batego was completely gone. The whole process just really finished out. So this experience, there was just so much for my son to learn in this. And this is what I love about this. When you do it yourself as the parent for yourself, that's great. And they see that. But then when they have experiences happen for themselves, you know, you're then teaching them. I just saw so many aha moments for him and times where, you know, he didn't feel like he could trust the process because he was a little bit scared. You know, he saw what happened on the mat. We talked about what happened on the mat and ultimately what happened in his mind, because that's what this comes down to. It comes down to his perception of, you know, being slammed into the mat. I don't want to be hit into the mat. And that came also as a surprise of being put into the mat. And this all ended up being a hit from his perception, which resulted in the rash. He saw how people reacted to him with fear as well and was like, I can't believe how people are freaked out about this. Like the kids are scared to even get close to me. They think it's going to jump on me, you know, and then adults would look and go, oh my God, that's really bad. Jenny, did you give him some antibiotics? I mean, there was just fear everywhere around him. And the kids at school were brutal towards him. And he really had to work hard to not let that get in his head and cause additional issues. So, you know, there was just so much work within this just one situation. And then when it got at its worst, which when it's at its worst is when everybody gets scared, he really had to step into trusting his body. And there was a time when he said, Mom, do you think I need to take the antibiotic? You know, it's looking really bad. Well, when it's looking really bad, we know we're almost there. It's that part, though, that challenges us the most is when it's at its worst. It's at its height of that healing. And once it reaches that, then it goes down. And that's exactly what happened. Again, it just presented another opportunity to learn and step into trust. And the germ theory proved once again to be just a theory in this situation and not law. Remember, law means it has to happen every single time. That's what our biological laws go back to, the laws of nature. Theories mean it's just a theory. It doesn't happen every single time. And this situation proved that. My son was practicing with other kids on the same mats and no one else got it. I was touching and applying salve to his face with my bare hands. I was touching him and I never got it. We also didn't have the beliefs to support the theory, which also helps to remove that fear of it spreading. I knew by touching him, I wasn't going to get that. He also knew that this wasn't going to be spreading and spreading to the people at school. Everyone around him, though, was more in fear of this rash than we were. Now, I've had years of experience with this work as well as using natural remedies when needed. So that does help me to be confident in these choices. That takes time and practice. I mean, practice. Every time there's something that happens, you experience a symptom, there's practice there. There's practice every single time and you learn from those experiences. Sometimes in my practice, I ran to the doctor because I was in a state of fear. And then I learned from that of, okay, that didn't get me anywhere. And it really wasn't as big as what I thought. Next time I'll do this. And so every time something comes up for myself or my family, there's practice there and you get to build the trust. Without that practice, you won't be able to step into this trusting that I'm talking about. And that's why everybody is so scared, because we don't step into that opportunity. At least we aren't wired or conditioned to do that. We're conditioned to run away. So this work takes time and practice to get to this place. This isn't about ignoring. I was observing and I was also trusting. And I also knew if there were signs of, you know, something getting much worse, that I knew, you know, what to do if that was to happen as well. Again, this is just based off of practice and years of seeing what happens when things heal. This was a fairly simple situation. It was acute and didn't last for months. So there wasn't that much work to do besides what I mentioned. It wouldn't be this straightforward when it comes to chronic conditions or multiple chronic conditions. But it's so often that acute conditions turn chronic because the approach that is taken and never addressing the root cause. And then having my son say, "Mom, it's completely gone. My body did all the healing," is really a cherry on top. So much was in this experience to help him understand his body and what causes symptoms. It's a lifelong tool that he's going to be able to use and also pass on. You know, it is such a great experience when our kids are involved with this and get it or are curious. And I'm also not going to lie, it's situations like this that help us grow closer to our kids. At least I do, because he puts a lot of trust into my suggestions when the rest of the world thinks that my suggestions are freaking crazy. So there is a bond there that forms because he knows he can come to me. He can trust me. He sees that what we did worked. He saw how his body did the healing, and all that we had to do was sit back and observe what happened, see a new perception, support the body, and it would do its thing. So he was able to witness that. Yes, he saw me get well, but it's just not the same when you experience it yourself. So regardless of how long I've been doing this, I am always in awe of the body's ability to heal. I trust that sharing the story with you will hopefully help you see how approaching our health from a biological perspective isn't so scary after all. Now, doing mind-body work on your own can feel like there is so much to do and you don't know where to start. Let us help you simplify this process by providing you with a step-by-step plan for your healing. If you would like to work with myself and the MBR team, the first step is to request a healing plan. This healing plan will be the exact steps you need to take to address your chronic symptoms and how we can support you in that plan. Without a plan, you can plan on your old patterns to continue taking control and getting in the way of your healing. You can find the link to request your healing plan in the show notes. You can also connect with me and continue learning by following me on Facebook at Mind Body Rewire and on IG at The Mind Body Rewire. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with others and give us a review so more people can learn how to get to the root of their chronic conditions. That's it for today's episode, my friends. As always, remember to keep healing simple and to stay out of fear.